A state question about raising the minimum wage won't go before voters anytime soon. Langston University gets state funding to move some projects forward, and the state attorney general supports a warning label on social media platforms. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, September 11th. I'm Deborah Shar. A state question to raise the minimum wage will go before Oklahoma voters in 2026. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth reports on the fate of State Question 832.
Voter petitions decide which state questions appear on Oklahoma ballots, but Governor Kevin Stitt decides when. And even though Raise the Wage campaign organizers turned in almost double the required signatures, Oklahomans won't vote on the proposal for almost 2 years. In a proclamation, Stitt calls for the election on June 16, 2026. That's the same day as statewide primaries. The question will ask voters to gradually raise the wage to $15 an hour by 2029. It will also include a provision to increase the minimum wage annually in tandem with the cost of living. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A Lawton judge says even though some Democrats and independents cast ballots in a closed Republican primary earlier this month, the results will stand. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports the local prosecutor vows to illuminate where Oklahoma's election laws can go wrong.
Comanche County District Attorney Kyle Kabelka had asked the judge to throw out the primary election runoff results. Kabelka says he's concerned about the process of certifying the results after reports of some Democrats and independents casting Republican ballots. When he inquired with local and state election officials about the problem, he says he was met with
absolute confusion and even kind of minimization that was being done on the issue. It concerned me, and that concern just got exaggerated and exacerbated the further along we went in the process.
It's clear now, Kabelka says, election officials don't actually know how many improper votes were cast in the election. And when they told him it happens all the time, he says it opened his eyes to how elections are run in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Langston University is expanding its cooperative extension service to 9 counties. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports the university is receiving more state funding this year.
Langston University's cooperative extension is about to get bigger. It spans 19 counties now, but with the extra counties being tacked on, that number is going to reach 28. Micah Anderson, a horticulture extension educator, says the growing extension staff is gradually contacting more people and trying to help underserved producers.
I mean, it's just a good feeling that you're able to reach people and people are being helped.
The university got $2.5 million in more funding this year for ag programs compared to last year. The university also received $3.5 million for delayed maintenance projects. Most of the maintenance funds are going toward replacing the roof on the university's Oklahoma City campus, which was the former News 9 headquarters. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The announcement comes after state lawmakers called for an audit. U.S. Department of Agriculture officials sent a letter last year saying Langston University has been underfunded more than $400 million in the last 30 years. Attorney General Gettner Drummond is one of 42 attorneys general calling on federal lawmakers to require a warning label on all algorithm-driven social media platforms. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this comes a few months after the U.S. Surgeon General asked Congress to do the same thing.
Attorney General Gettner Drummond signed a joint letter to Congress, arguing it could help protect future generations of Americans by mandating a Surgeon General's warning on these platforms. It highlights how research links social media platforms to things like depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation in youth. Algorithms and notifications can also disrupt sleep. States have sought to address social media platforms directly. Drummond, for example, filed a lawsuit against Meta in October for, quote, knowingly designing and deploying harmful features on Instagram. The attorneys general say a label could help highlight the risks of social media and encourage research into lacking oversight over the platforms. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.